Kayo'y nakikinig sa Australia Explained, ang SBS audio podcast na gagabay sa inyong pamumuhay sa Australia.
Taon-taon, nag-iiba ang panahon ng pagdiriwang ng Lunar New Year. May mga panahon sa buwan ng Enero at minsan sa Pebrero. Ngunit sa maraming kultura, ito ay kaugnay ng isang specific na zodiac animal na katumbas ng bawat taon sa isang 12-year cycle. Ipinaliwanag ni Dr. Pan Wang, isang senior lecturer sa Chinese at Asian Studies sa University of New South Wales, na ang Spring Festival ay tumatagal ng 15 araw hanggang sa Lantern Festival.
Lunar New Year is the beginning of a lunar calendar year based on the cycles of the moon. It can be also called the Chinese New Year or Spring Festival. It's celebrated in China and other East Asian countries like Korea, Vietnam, Japan, and among Chinese diasporas in many other countries like Australia. And it has a history of up to 4,000 years, starting from the Xia or Shang dynasty.
Ayon kay Dr. Kai Zhang mula Modern Chinese Language Program at the School of Culture, History and Language sa Australian National University sa Canberra, ang mga pagdiriwang ng Lunar New Year sa Australia ay isang napakahalagang pagkakataon para sa mga tao mula sa iba't ibang bahagi ng mundo upang matuto tungkol sa mga kultura ng Chino, Timog Silangang Asya at Silangang Asya sa pangkalahatan.
It is a cultural event of long history and of very rich symbolic meaning embedded in it. It is very important for Chinese Australians and other Australians who's from Korea or other countries originally in southeastern and eastern part of Asia. People outside of the Chinese culture or the Eastern Asian culture, by celebrating Chinese New Year or Lunar New Year, can get to know more about Chinese culture, about Korean culture, about all these different groups of people originally from Eastern Asia and southeastern part of Asia.
Dagdag paliwanag ng doktor, ang Lantern Festival ay nangyayari tuwing 15 ng lunar calendar.
It's called the Lanterns Festival because there is this tradition. Every family would make this little lantern for their children and they would literally light up the lanterns outside their doors. And as far as we can go back to the history, as early as in Tang Dynasty, there would be this large scale event on that day. Children would take their little lamp to go with their family to the market.
Dito sa Australia, ang Lunar New Year ay ipinagdiriwang sa iba't ibang bahagi ng bansa at maraming tradisyon ang ipinapakita.
It's celebrated like through food, eating fish, dumplings, gathering with families and also with friends. Chinese communities also held activities and workshops, you know, introducing knowledge about Chinese culture. Also lion dancing, dragon dance. And color red is considered a very lucky color. It's also a tradition for Chinese to give a red envelope to children.
Si Dr. Aries Tang, 20 taonang naninirahan sa Australia, subalit siya talaga ay mula sa mainland China. Binanggit nito na ang pagkakaiba ng pagdiriwang sa Australia at sa kanyang bayan sa China ay mahaba ang holidays. Kaya milyon-milyong mga Chino ang umuuwi sa kanilang bayan para gawin ang mga reunion. Binigyang diin ni Dr. Tang na tulad ng bansang China, ang pagkain ay napakahalaga sa pagdiriwang ng Lunar New Year dito sa Australia.
Personally, I celebrate with my family and friends here in Canberra by preparing loads and loads of food, and we sit around table and make hundreds of dumplings from New Year's Eve, and whenever I take time, I make more than one meal and I store them in the freezer for later, and you can eat them whenever, you know, during the whole New Year celebration. Often lasts for about 15 days until the Lantern Festival, which falls on the 15th day of Lunar New Year.
Bagaman ang Gregorian calendar ay malawakang ginagamit sa modernong China, ang traditional na Chinese calendar ay patuloy na mahalaga at sa mga komunidad ng Chino sa ibang bansa, sapagkat ang Chinese calendar ay ginagamit upang tukuyin ang mga tradisyonal na pagdiriwang tulad ng Lunar Chinese New Year, ang Lantern Festival at ang Qingming Festival o kilala rin bilang Tomb Sweeping Day. Bukod dito, nagbibigay ito ng traditional Chinese na pangalan ng mga petsa sa loob ng isang taon na ginagamit upang pumili ng mga swerteng araw para sa kasal, libing, paglipat o pagsisimula ng negosyo. Ipinapaliwanag ni Dr. Pan Wang ang kahalagahan ng traditional na Chinese calendar sa kultura ng mga Chino.
The Chinese traditional calendar is lunisolar. It's formed on the movement of the moon and the sun. So it takes into account both the moon's orbit around the earth and the earth's orbit around the sun. So in this calendar, the start of the month is determined by the face of the moon. So as in most lunar calendars, months are either 29 or 30 days long. And the start of the year is determined by the solar year.
Nakikita ang bersyon ng traditional Chinese calendar sa buong Silangang Asya. Ang Lunar New Year ay nagaganap sa iba't ibang petsa bawat taon, minsan sa Enero at minsan naman sa Pebrero, ayon kay Pan Wang.
It is in between end of January to mid-February, this range. So whichever month, the first lunar month is the beginning of spring and the spring festival is held on that particular day. If you look at the difference between the lunar calendar and the Gregorian calendar, the Gregorian calendar is a solar calendar. It's a Christian calendar. So it's based on the position of the sun, basically, in relation to the stars.
Sinabi naman ni Dr. Craig Smith, isang senior lecturer, translation studies ng Chinese sa Asia Institute ng University of Melbourne. Dahil sa kanyang pagtira sa Taiwan at South Korea ng ilang taon, marami siyang magandang alaala ng mga pagdiriwang ng Lunar New Year. Sabi niya, sa South Korea, ang Lunar New Year ay panahon upang magbigay pugay sa mga ninuno.
On New Year's Day, everybody wakes up and sets out a meal for deceased ancestors and remember them and offer them drinks. And of course, today, new religions have mixed in with these, and old religions as well. So Buddhist families will recite the sutras on Lunar New Year as well.
Idinagdag niya na maraming elemento ng mga pagdiriwang ng Lunar New Year ay nagmumula sa maraming bansa maliban sa China. Halimbawa, ang Lion Dance, na tradisyonal na pinapakita sa panahon ng mga prosesyon ng Lunar New Year.
When academics look at this lion dance tradition, they actually look back to thousands of years ago. And we've long known that a lot of traditions, religions, music, arts came into China from what we would now call West or Central Asian countries, especially along the famous Silk Road. And it's very likely that this tradition has some of its roots outside of China. A lot of people have connected it to Persian traditions based on linguistic and historical analyses.
Ang Chinese Zodiac Year ay nagsisimula at nagtatapos sa Lunar New Year. Mayroong 12 zodiac signs at bawat tanda ay pinaniniwalaang may kani-kaniyang natatanging katangian. Ang 12 zodiac animal ay ang daga, baka, tigre, kuneho, dragon, ahas, kabayo, kambing, unggoy, tandang, aso at baboy. Ayon kay Dr. Wang, may isang alamat na bumabalot sa 12 Chinese zodiac signs.
Start from the Jade Emperor, really, who wanted to convene a meeting. And then there are 12 animals trying to compete and they're trying to get there. And then whoever gets first will be listed first. Like the first one was the rat and the second one was ox. And then other ranks are according to who actually reached the meeting. So it has to do with the legend.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Ziara Pazano na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Inyong napakinggan ang isang SBS audio podcast. Para sa iba pang nilalaman ng Australia Explained, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/australiaexplained.